Deep Space, Sector Bermuda. At the turn of the 22nd century, the United Global Nations was formed during a summit to announce the deterioration of Earth. After 10 years, the space station was upgraded and expanded to support colony pods for Earth's inhabitants, just before the Earth's turn. Once people adapted to life in space, our greatest minds began to develop technology they believed could heal the world from its current state into a time before the decay. By the time the technology was in a testing phase, the Earth had reached a point where the effects of the natural disaster subsided. The first test took place on Mars, but was abandoned halfway through testing to avoid imploding the planet. When it was believed to be completed and finally attempted on Earth, the entire planet dried up to nothing but sand and salt. All during this time, interstellar space travel had made rapid progress, with an exploration mission being organized to venture forth. With humanity now needing to find a new home, the UGN fleet must venture out into the vast unknown. Written and produced by Brian Keith Nelson. A Blaxican Entertainment Production. Deep Space, Sector Bermuda.
Vessel Gaia, report. Vessel Gaia, report. Where is it? Detach earpiece with pod and insert it in a proper position inside a normal ear of choice. Activate long range access. Give commands. Okay. Vessel Gaia, report.
Engineer Derek Pomos, Continental America's Colony. No active captain. Emergency protocol, route, report. The vessel Gaia was knocked off course and separated from the pilgrimage fleet. Upon the impact and damage of landing in a dense liquid surrounding, the ship was sent into an emergency precaution lockdown. Once life support had been safely stabilized, emergency protocol, route, was activated, in which First Engineer Derek Pomos of the CA colony is awoken from cryosleep. Derek Pomos, do you understand the debriefing and the details of that which will follow for emergency protocol route?
Yes, I understand. Yes, I accept the responsibilities. What is the current status of our power? We only breached a liquid surface. We should be able to withstand that impact without any sort of power issues.
The vessel took damage due to the liquid's calm surface and density. Upon impact, the front of the vessel suffered the brunt of the damage. No critical system errors have been detected. Due to all power now being rerouted to life support, the ship must now be recalibrated and recharged to gain full power access.
So are we floating on the surface?
The last recording of the vessel's surroundings indicate the vessel Gaia is sinking into the dense liquid at a slow rate.
Well, this is going to be a long day. Alright, get together a list of everything that needs repair and where I can find everything I need to get us up and running again.
Gathering data from inventory.
This is not how I pictured waking up to my shift. Emergency protocol? Really? What are the chances of it? Now I'm stuck on some unknown planet sinking into an unknown depth of dense liquid and I'm the only one awake. Oh well. I mean, at least the ship is holding up.
Derek Pomos, I have compiled the list and will assist in guiding you. First, the loading bay for tools and transport vehicle. Second, the launch control bay for access to thrusters and velocity conductor. Third, the engine core dome. Estimated repair time, 10 hours.
Well, at least I have my stash with me.
Once power is rerouted, calculations and calibrations will be made to launch back into orbit. Estimated time, 5 minutes. Once calibrations are complete, you will assist in any manual adjustments needed for launch.
Well, I've never piloted a spacecraft before, so this will be a first. Activate air purifiers for recreational smoking. All right, time to get to work. There's the power right where we need it. Now you should be able to give me an idea of what we're dealing with.
Scanning. The vessel Gaia is still sinking. However, due to the density of the liquid, it is at a slow pace.
Well, that density may be on our side now, but getting out of it is going to be an issue in itself.
Beginning calculations. Core focused output. Thruster capacity. Velocity conductor. Calculations complete. Beginning calibrations.
I'll make my way to the hub now. Reactivate air purifiers for recreational smoking. Oh, why not?
Calibrations complete.
Alright. Tell me what you need.
The vessel Gaia is now fully calibrated and ready to launch. Coordinates are set to this known location of the fleet. Please secure yourself.
Alright. Time to get back up there and figure out what the hell happened.
Prepare for launch.
Fuck.
I have attempted to connect with the lead ship, but there is no signal. I'm also detecting no life signs aboard any of the remaining ships. The location of the remainder of the fleet is unknown.
They all look like they were ripped apart. What could do that? What the fuck happened here?
I am unable to retrieve any data from the fleet lead ship, but the helm is still intact. Physical backup files are stored underneath the captain's center and accessible.
Fuck that! I'm not going out there. You don't even have a clue what happened.
There are no life forms or galactic activity detected. Now would be the best time if you were concerned about unwanted visitors.
No, you don't know what I see. Something isn't right here. Nothing known to us is able to damage ships the way that they are. There are only three of our spacecraft. What happened to the rest of the fleet? There should be six more ships here.
I cannot answer your questions. All information you require will be stored on backup support the fleet lead ship.
I heard you the first time. Fuck. I hate being out there. Let's get this over with. How can I play music in there? Because I know there's a way. What? Why is this song even on here?
Let him who hath understanding reckon the number of the beast. For it is a human number. Its number is 666.
I left alone. My mind was blank. In the mist, rock figures move and twist. 666. The number of the beast. Hell and fire was born to be released.
This doesn't make any sense. There's no way our vessels could have fallen apart like this. They've all been shredded. But something here ain't right. And I need to hurry up and get out of here.
I have not detected any life forms in the area, nor has any life form been discovered that can exist solely in the void of space. It will be unclear until we recover the data.
You're right. Got it.
Storage drive in the scanner tray on the captain's center. Beginning the recording the night before we were knocked off course. Black hole emerging from starboard. Of data.
We need to get the fuck out of here now.
We are unable to leave. Our only remaining power at the moment is to maintain life support until our core has time to recharge. Estimated recharge based on the current amount of solar waves, 5 days. Amount of time needed for recalibration as well as system preparations, 5 minutes.
Damn near in a dead zone. And all I can do is wait. And hope that whatever was in that transmission doesn't come back. If this beacon finds you,